You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. As usual, we got some good news and we got some bad news to get things going today. What do you want first there, Mahoney?
How about some bad news today, Dave?
Oh, man. This is... Who hasn't been in this situation before? A guy in Canada was in the middle of driving from Montreal to Calgary.
Quite a drive.
Yeah. His name is Konstantin Zoulis.
Zoulis?
Zethulis? I don't know. It's a complicated name, just in general. One of his passengers was using the GPS
on
their phone.
Yeah, it does.
To try to navigate, to try to help him out, because he's behind the wheel,
okay,
and so his friend navigating. Sent him a skosh off course.
Okay.
They ended up at the U.S. border crossing in Michigan. So, again, you know, trying to go from Calgary, Montreal to Calgary, there's no stop in the United States.
Well, sometimes you just want to stop in Michigan, Dave.
Unfortunately for them, you know, when you go to the border crossing, regardless of where it is, there's going to be some level of security and inspection. And they had 10 pounds of meth in the car.
Oh, no.
Hate it when that happens.
It was in pill form, not crystal meth. Mm-hmm. Konstantin says, oh, I didn't even know about those drugs.
Nope. Didn't know.
He said
it was allergy pills.
Someone told him to transport something for them as a way for him to pay off a $2,000 gambling debt.
Oh, that seems safe.
He didn't know it was meth.
Oh, you mean you don't ask, right?
He was also supposed to pick up two people in Toronto on his way there. It's not clear if they're going to be in trouble, too. But he is, of course, facing charges for possession with intent to distribute. I don't know if you're familiar with the geography of Canada, but Montreal is very much the northeast.
Yes.
And then Toronto is
near New York-ish.
Yeah.
About New York. And so he passed by in New York and made it to...
You miss your exit, Dave.
Yeah. And then
you end up in Michigan. Who hasn't had that
And then you
happen.
Make it to Michigan.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what happened. He
so it's
the exit.
You know, sometimes you miss.
He kept missing exits.
He may have been dabbling in the product that he didn't know existed.
You know, maybe he didn't know it was meth, Dave. He
didn't know.
Maybe thought it was vitamins.
These lozenges are really clearing me up.
Got a lot of energy, too, for some reason. Oh, my skin itchy, though. I don't know if these allergy pills are working.
I'm picking all these scabs
off my face. I don't know why.
I don't know why all of my teeth just fell out.
So from Toronto, they should have started out going north, but they went south and drove the wrong way for about 4 hours. So,
okay.
Yeah. Whoops.
Maybe use the GPS, stop and ask for directions. Everybody in Canada, very helpful, probably would have told you.
Yeah,
like, hey, how do I get to Calgary?
So that's the bad news. Some good news today.
What do we got, Dave?
An incident began when the attacker, carrying a bow and arrow, confronted the man outside of his house.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So there was a guy getting attacked by somebody with a bow and arrow.
There was a guy with a bow and arrow that was the attacker.
Was it a Hunger Games style bow and arrow, or was it like a crossbow?
No, neither really. Like, the arrow was enormous. I mean, it looked like a harpoon. I mean, it really pretty scary stuff. Well, the only reason that we were able to really find out about this and this guy didn't get killed by the crazy dude with the bow and arrow is because the victim's phone caught the arrow midair before it actually hit him.
What do you mean it caught? What did it grow hands and catch it?
No, the guy shot the arrow at the guy, and he had pulled out his phone to start recording what was going on. And knocked it back into his face, and you know he suffered a small cut, but was otherwise unhurt. The armed man, 39, was later arrested at the scene. The pair know each other, and they have some sort of history. They didn't give a lot of details on that, but the 39-year-old guy was charged with assault and property damage offenses and will be in court next month. It seems like it should be more like attempted murder.
Right? Because
if...
But it happened in Australia, so this is just kind of like a normal Tuesday.
See, I was going to ask if this was like... This seems like the, an updated version of Robin Hood.
Yeah.
I get it, man. I know the Jamie Foxx movie did horrible at the box office.
They just bring back really old Kevin Costner and he needs the huge arrows because that's the only thing it can hold at this point.
That was an iconic shot, Dave. Throw some Brian. Maybe he was picking up his phone to turn on some Brian Adams.
Kick on some Brian Adams, yes.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Any of you ever hook up with someone just to help your friend, like, seal the deal with someone a lot hotter?
I have a buddy who we designated as that guy. You know, that man is a saint.
Message deleted.
Oh, you're talking about falling on a grenade, right? Like, there's, especially if there's the distractor or the one that the girlfriend that's trying to run interference. If you can pull the high level move of running interference on the interferer, then that's a real friend.
Yeah. Spotting a screen.
Does that ever happen with girls? Like, is there ever a time where, I mean, you're obviously a real horn dog, Sylvia.
I think you're a girl. I don't think so.
No, but I mean, does that ever happen with girls where there's like, a, you know, the guy that they're interested in, but there's, you know, the drunk friend, probably not the protective friend. It's not so much like that with guys, right? But, you know,
as far as like watching out for her?
No, like the guy that, that you need to distract in order for your girlfriend to be able to get hers.
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
I don't either.
I don't think that happens. Guys don't, like dudes don't say, hey, man.
If you're like, hey, I'm going to go hang out with this girl. I want you to sit here at the bar by yourself for 6.5 hours and be like, all right, okay.
Text me when you're done.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. You do you. You make some bad life choices, get rolled. Your watch is going to get stolen, but that's a lesson you need to learn.
You'll learn the hard way. Yeah. They're going to steal your camera, but, you know, it's fine.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Does every man need to have a suit? Like, that's an honest question because I have never owned a suit in my life. I have dress pants, dress shirts, ties, bow ties, and dress shoes. And isn't that, like, all you really need? I'm not getting married over here.
Message deleted.
Even when you do get married, you'll probably rent a tux anyhow.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're not really your
I'm wearing a suit.
Are you?
Yeah. I mean, why would I spend the money renting a tux?
You're going to wear a suit?
I thought
you said that you weren't a little big for those.
No. I got big for the ones I took down.
So you didn't take them all down?
No, I still got some fat suits.
Okay.
A.K.A. known as my body. Yeah, I think if you have a bow tie, buy a jacket, you know.
Needing a suit is not as important, I don't think, in 2019 as it was 20 years ago.
Weddings, aside from a wedding. Funerals, job interviews, and bar mitzvahs.
Do you really need a suit for work interview?
Like depending on the type of job,
what job it is, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I would probably, you know, like if you're rolling in to be a mechanic, you know, I don't know if necessarily you should wear a 3-piece suit with, you know, but
if you were interviewing for a new radio job, would you show up wearing a suit?
Depends on the thing. Like, am I rolling in for sales? Am I rolling?
No, you're rolling in for doing this.
Depends on the kind of format. Is it an alternative format?
Yeah, it's an alternative format.
No, but if it's like a, hey, you're listening to the cool sound of the breeze.
Breezy 102.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What's your favorite accent? I mean, I know you have to have one, and I'm talking American accents only, all right? So don't say, like, Nigerian or something, Mahoney. I would have to say that mine, it's either New York or New Jersey.
Message deleted.
New York or New Jersey. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, there's character to those, but they're not pleasing.
Yeah.
Like, harsh.
Boston's awful.
Boston is the worst.
Then you got, like, the dumb bro out in California, you know, hey
Pat.
Hey, man.
And when it comes to the southern accent, it's
only good on women.
It's good on women, for sure. You're like, man, Mandy, medium.
But what about, like, a southern belle? Does it have to be, like, that kind of southern accent?
It has to be, not like the, you know, like, we're thinking around the time of the war and Reconstruction and that type of, you know, like a more
beautiful. Would you like some lemonade?
Yes.
You know, like, that's a lot better than
not like it's not hate, it's heritage. Not that kind of southern accent. No, we want the the
southern gentle.
And can we just all agree? Australia wins.
Australia and
England
are the best.
Yeah.
Are the best accents. Ireland, the Irish accent's pretty cool.
Yeah,
Scottish
is cool.
Scottish,
nothing out of all the countries in the world that speak English, Australia has the best as far as tone, pleasing tone to the ear.
Yeah, I would say that a girl with a real Australian accent makes her 40% hotter.
At least.
English? Yeah.
Australian
seems more fun, though.
Well, it's nicer. They got better weather.
Yeah, and Australians aren't uppity. Like, a lot of English people that I've dealt with, they're just a little too, you know, they're kind of snooty.
But Australians, they're laid back.
Like, I just drink out of a boot.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
A boot in Australia is the trunk of a car.
Oh. A whole different kind of party.
That's a lot of beer.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So the woman, we now know it's a woman that won the $878 million South Carolina lottery.
Okay.
And that was the lump sum, I believe, right? It was $1.5 billion was the total. So $878 million as the lump sum. Says that she wants to share her windfall of cash with the city and state where her good fortune happened in South Carolina. The winner says she wishes to remain anonymous because she wants to, quote, live a life of relative normalcy, free of fear.
Good luck.
She said in a statement issued by her lawyer. The statement answered some questions about the winner after the South Carolina lottery announced the winning ticket had been claimed 10 days ago. She is a woman from South Carolina, exactly where wasn't disclosed, and was taking a scenic drive on a two-lane state highway, Highway 417 in the Greenville area in late October when the signs advertising the billion-dollar jackpot at the KC Mart in Simpsonville caught her eye. The woman wouldn't officially claim the winning ticket for 131 days.
So you got to think about that, right? Mm-hmm. 131 days. You've got $1 billion, over $1 billion.
Almost $1 billion in cash.
After the fact.
After the fact, yep.
Coming your way. So you're probably, we thought it was probably somebody in that town, but if they're saying they were taking a scenic drive, they had the money to and the willpower to stay out of the limelight and not cash that in for almost half a year.
She said that she took her time researching lawyers and financial planners who would help her stay anonymous and manage her newfound wealth.
Yep.
So she has already donated to several charities, including the City of Simpsonville Art Center,
okay,
the 1SC Fund for Hurricane Relief, the Ronald McDonald House in Columbia, the Middle, a charity in Columbia helping women undergo breast cancer, and the Red Cross Relief Fund for victims of the recent Alabama tornadoes, according to the statement. Wouldn't say how much she was donating, but she's kind of donating to
good causes.
Yeah, good causes, but in Columbia and in Simpsonville as well. So it sounds like she may be from Columbia, South Carolina, which is about a 90-minute drive from where she bought the ticket.
But it's going to be hard. I'm still wondering, like, do you think that they're really, maybe the lawyers are throwing us off the scent?
Oh, maybe she's from Charleston and she's
I'm saying, like, as a woman.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know, but it's smart. This is it's interesting.
Yeah.
I hope that she is able to get what she wants. Because
could you wait 131 days? There is zero chance.
No, that I could wait. That she's also doing the right thing, researching lawyers.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do all that stuff.
That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah. Like, that's the actual playbook.
That's what
right?
I'm saying.
How many
like,
people
she's
really do that?
Yeah, you know, nobody.
Like, a weekend, I'll be like, screw it, I won. I'm rich. Screw me on my yacht. I hate this job, bitch. I hate your job. I hate your wife. She's coming in here. She doesn't even work here. She's telling me what to do. She's a bitch, Stan.
Why would you say that?
I said it, Stan.
You can quit if you want. That's really hurtful.
See, that's why we don't win anything.
The only other one that we can remember in modern time that was a giant prize, not anywhere near this, but still several hundred million dollars, was when those three lawyers one. Remember that?
Like, oh, yeah.
It was an office pool, but three
attorneys from three different law firms that were all meant to fact check each other. But we've talked about winning the lottery before. Like, you'd have to hire an accountant, and then you have to hire another accountant to watch that accountant.
At least five accountants.
Another accountant to watch that accountant. And, you know, it's
like,
got to be
this, like, a little chain or something.
Yeah, and they can't have anything to do with each other, otherwise they might collude.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So HP laptops are now, they're saying, very possibly going to explode while in your lap.
That's not good.
Yeah.
No.
That
could be bad.
HP, which stands for hot pubes, recently recalled tens of thousands of additional laptop batteries over fears that they could catch fire. The hardware giant is expanding an earlier recall to a now further 28,500 lithium-ion batteries, bringing the total up to over 78,000.
This is,
HP.
This is bad.
You have an HP?
This is an HP, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah.
This is
the old hot pube.
Great.
It'll get you.
You might want to put a blast shield down on your lap when you're using it.
Yeah.
Like, is there anything weirder, though?
Oh, my God.
A weirder feeling than when you're using your laptop without something in between?
And it's just cooking your...
Like, between your lap and, I always have to put a pillow or the case that my laptop is in there. Otherwise, it's just, I feel like this is wrong.
You're like, what does that smell? Is that bacon?
Right.
It smells wonderful.
I'm delicious.
Uh-oh.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Yeah, the one thing you can't do is blow up in our lap.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't
you have one job.
We got special stuff there.
Yeah, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need that.
Traffic.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Ian, do you ever think about just writing us thank you notes for making your job so easy? I mean, it's seriously, it's just constant.
Please, Dave. No thank you notes needed. Guys, what happened? Sylvia, especially you. I'm going to call you out this week.
Oh, boy.
Oh, really?
I mean, she just blooped 4 seconds
blooped
ago.
Right now.
Sylvia, yeah. I don't know. Is something going on?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You can tell me. We're friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Dave Mahoney, you guys aren't too good either.
Not much better. Oh. To be fair, this week I had a very busy week with all. I got 2 hours of sleep on two nights out of the week
totally,
because
Dave.
Of other work
sure,
stuff.
So. Totally.
I actually don't really even know how many times I blooped because of that, because I was kind of in a fog.
Sure.
On Tuesday and Thursday.
Well, you're on
show.
Pain medication as well for your ankle,
and then mostly because I've just developed a dependency at this point. Yeah, ankle's fine, but I just like the pain pills.
Downward spiral.
Mahoney, do you have any excuses or no?
Did I bloop?
Oh, really?
Doubtful. Doubtful.
Really?
I don't remember.
Really?
Let's have a listen.
It's the... That's the blooper reel.
It's just the parents paying off these schools so they can
because
they want to say my kid's going to Yale.
Stanford. Well,
sure.
Stanford,
where?
Yeah.
Stanford.
Stanford.
Yeah, my kid's in Stanford. Yale.
Stanford.
Well,
Stanford,
sure.
Yeah.
Where?
Stanford.
Stanford.
Eat my kids. Stanford.
Been bit by a turtle, and that hurt like hell. Dude, snapping turtles?
No, I know.
No joke. You luckily, it was
where
like...
Where did it bit you?
It was like my toe.
Dude, snapping turtles?
No, I know.
No joke.
Luckily, it was
where
like...
Where did it bit you?
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
How about we start today off, Dave, with some bad news? How about we start today off, Dave, with some bad news?
Periods of snow today, 1 to 3 inches expected with highs in the 20s. Periods of snow today, 1 to 3 inches.
You either are stupid or you weren't paying attention or you're just a jumping on the bandwagon of like, let's break everything Michael Jackson does. Jumping on the bandwagon.
Dude, snapping turtles?
No, I know.
Dude, snapping turtles?
No, I know.
It was jumping on the bandwagon. How about we start today, got some good news and some bad. Go off, Dave, with some bad news.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
An audio masterpiece every single morning.
So good.
It almost sounded like you were going to say, let's start today, dog, with some bad news, which
say.
I kind of like, man. Yeah. Do you sort of have like a little Randy Jackson swagger to you?
Channel my inner RJ.
That's going to be a no for me, dog.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Well, today's Redneck Report takes us all the way down under to Australia. An Australian man has been arrested after a truck that he allegedly stole got stuck on an isolated bridge.
Oh, no.
The truck and trailer were stolen from a business about 1:30 p.m. on Sunday, and the truck was fitted with GPS, so it was able to be tracked.
Smart.
Police just searched the area. They followed a narrow dirt road, and turns out the truck was on a narrow bridge, and the suspect was still sitting in the cab. The man, 33, was charged with serious criminal trespass, illegal use of a motor vehicle. A recovery team worked for about 2 hours to lift the prime mover onto the bridge with a crane, and then they made the recovery of the vehicle as well.
Yeah.
But this guy trying to go across a bridge that was too small to begin with, and he got the truck stuck, and
he couldn't go anywhere, right?
Do anything about it, and so he just had to sit there while the cops were zeroing in on his location, tracking the GPS.
Maybe get out.
We'll try.
Maybe go hide.
Yeah, just to... take a jog.
But
try
like
to do
sitting
something.
In the cab, what are you listening to? Easy listening music? Like, oh.
Breezy 102.
That's right. Also, driving a truck with a trailer, if you've never done it, harder than you think.
Way harder.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Way harder.
I imagine like you can't see a whole.
It's not even just about being able to see. It's just it's scary
like,
going
turning,
down.
Like, yeah, yeah. More wide.
If you're not used to it.
Yeah.
A lot of respect for the guys that can just whip those 18-wheelers around like it's.
Oh, yeah.
Just nothing.
Cakewalk.
Yeah. Yep.
So a Florida transient who attacked a McDonald's worker because he couldn't find a straw. You may remember this from a couple of months ago now. He has been sentenced to 60 days in jail.
I love this because he got his ass whooped by the young woman he was trying to assault as well. She like
there's the one girl who was a boxer, right? Like she comes
sign
over
her and up for Invicta MMA or something. Because she had some bows or she had some blows that she was throwing.
Yeah, he called 911 and he claimed to be the victim of an unarmed robbery because the incident because he got his butt whooped. Turns out that they now they said, no, we saw the video of it, and you initiated everything,
went
and you
viral.
Attacked her, and then you got your butt kicked. So 60 days in jail. He has already been in jail for 58 days, so this is basically it. But still, I love that they kept him locked up the whole time.
Yeah.
So,
phenomenal.
So a 21-year-old man who tried to hide nearly a pound of marijuana in his pants during a traffic stop last week was arrested. The Charlotte County deputies say that Trevor Cote of Port... Trevor Cote.
Cote.
I'm Trevor Cote.
Cote.
Really is C-O-D-A-Y.
Okay.
Port Charlotte was pulled over Thursday for running a stoplight during the traffic stop.
Damn
the
it.
Deputies, I don't commit a crime while you're committing a crime. The deputies smelled marijuana coming from the car and later found the one-pound bag in Cote's pants. Deputies say that he was trying to keep it from falling to the ground while standing outside of the vehicle. You ever had something in your pants that you're like whether it's in your waistband or whatever, and you're like... trying not to really move because you're like, it's going to fall up my leg. It's going to fall up my leg. Oh, Cote, all day in big trouble now.
Is that a pound of marijuana in your jeans? Or are you just happy to see me, sir?
They also found a loaded shotgun and marijuana wax and prescription drugs.
Okay.
The shotgun was confiscated as evidence. Law enforcement did not say if the gun was legally owned or not. He was booked on several recommended drug charges. He has since posted a $12,500 bond.
I am just glad that they were able to get that pot off the street because last thing I want to do when purchasing cannabis is knowing that it was in the pants of a guy named Trevor.
Trevor Cote.
Trevor Cote.
It's finally aged in Trevor's pants for at least 6 to 8 hours while he was driving across the country.
Like, it's kind of skunky, and there's a hint of ball sweat in there. It's nice.
Airy and assy, yes.
So a man decided that he was going to rob a liquor store wearing a Spider-Man mask.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can.
Just the mask, not the whole suit?
Just the mask, not the whole suit.
Didn't feel body confident enough to go.
It's a tight suit, man. It's a tight suit.
It exposes everything.
If you think about the Spider-Man mask, though, it's a pretty good mask if you're going to do the Robin because it conceals your entire face and you got those big screens for eyes. The only problem was this guy whose name is Edward Fast Eddie Wilburn. That's his nickname. He goes by Fast Eddie. He didn't really think this whole thing through because he went in, robbed the store with the Spider-Man mask on, and he took some bottles of liquor and some cigarettes, and he took off. And they're trying to figure out who it was, and then they just went back and reviewed the tape because, of course, there's surveillance. But you can't really see a lot with a guy with a Spider-Man mask on. But then they just scrolled it back a little further, and they realized that Fast Eddie had come to case the place out just before he went down the road to the thrift store to get himself the Spider-Man mask, and then he came back wearing the exact same clothes. So they had the surveillance footage of him without any mask on in the store. Lee leaves, comes back, Spider-Man mask, exact same clothes, robs the place.
Being self-conscious, cautious, Fast Eddie. Had you just gone for the whole suit, you could have got away.
Yeah, if you just let everyone see your fupa, you'd be on the loose right now.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Also, who robs a store doesn't take the money?
Yeah,
if you're going to steal the cigarettes and booze.
I mean, you stole like $32 worth of stuff, and now you're going to jail.
And it wasn't even a carton of Newports. It was like two packs.
Yeah. Soft pack, please. Soft pack, please.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present The Internet is
Awesome.
The Internet giveth and the Internet taketh away. But in this case, it giveth a lot of good. Because we have ourselves some of our favorite audio from this past week, including what we're going to start with today, which is a woman saying that she stole a car because the demons told her to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Really, she was just mad because she was at this rental place, and I guess they were out of the vehicles that she wanted, and She was, you know, reserved a vehicle online. They didn't have the car, and so she's angry. And so she just decided, you know what? I'm going to take this white RAV4. I'm going to keep it for myself. And the employee at the counter confronted her as to why she was trying to steal the vehicle.
Did you steal the car?
Oh, I don't know what you're speaking about, ma'am.
Well, we have you on video wearing that same outfit.
Oh, really? That's nice.
Why did you take the car?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Demons told me to do it.
Who told you to do it?
The demons.
Demons told you to steal the car. Why did they tell you to do that?
I don't know.
So you admit you took it?
No, I didn't take it. The demon took it.
The demon took it.
I'm the manager of the place.
Employees say the woman was mad because they were overbooked.
I tried to rent it, but y'all didn't want to rent me a car. I'm talking about y'all ain't had no cars for rent. So I stole you. Any more questions?
You stole a Kia Sorento.
It was a white Toyota RAV4.
I love that last
same,
part.
Same thing. Same thing. What are you?
So I stole you. Any more questions?
Any more questions? No, that was actually, that was it. Yeah, that was it.
What demon was it? Beelzebub? Was it Lucifer? Any other?
I don't know. I can't name drop any more demons.
Zozo.
Zozo?
Zozo.
Is that a demon?
Yeah.
Right. You know any demons, Ian?
Just his own.
Yes.
Alcohol.
Just my internal ones. My relationship with my dad.
The DePaul Blue demons. The thing I hate about, or not hate, but the thing I find interesting about that, the lady at the beginning who was just so condescending.
So condescending. Yeah.
I'm like, just call the cops. Do you really have to do this?
So everyone remembers from last week, the guy that was doing the bong rips with the Carolina Reaper pepper in the bong.
Yes.
Oh. Ended up having a rough time with
that idiot. Yeah.
This week it ended up being a bit of a mashup because we were doing Cover Your Ears, and it turns out we actually found a really great cover of Pennywise and Brohim. Yeah, everyone remembers this song, but this was a interesting rendition of it.
Yeah. If we're ever in a tough situation, don't be there with no hesitation. Brotherhood's a rule we cannot bend. Whoa, whoa.
Best, right? Like it just feels like you would be able to talk for a week after that. And so we add a little bit.
Whoa, whoa,
whoa. Worked so well.
That worked really nicely, yeah.
Great mashup there. I mean, it's move over Wu-Tang and Limp Bizkit. We got Bong Rip Guy and whatever crappy cover band that was.
So Dirty Laundry this week had Ian talking to a guy that got ran over in a Walmart parking lot. And we have what?
And not his first time being run
over. He's been run over numerous times. And in this case, he got offered something by the driver of the vehicle because he claims the driver didn't have a driver's license or any insurance. My guess is the driver of the vehicle just didn't want to give it to this dude who may have been mostly responsible for getting run over in this case.
And he was hammered also.
He was very, very drunk.
He was trading a tent for beer at Walmart.
He was trying to, and they threw him off the property, and that's what got him spitting mad.
Well, I was actually going to return a tent at Walmart's that night, and who would have figured that Walmart's was closed? The customer service out of 24-hour store was closed, so I raised Kane, and he removed me, escorted me off the property. So fuming from that, leaving out of there to boot, this is when I get hit by the guy and got offered a piece. That was the best night I ever had. To be honest, I was trying to get some liquor.
Were you drunk?
Pretty much. He backed over me.
Do you remember what kind of car it was?
It was a Dodge pickup. I got grazed. This is not the first time. I took some bumps and bruises a lot of times.
Is this the first time you've ever been hit by a car?
No, it's not, actually.
How many times have you been hit by a car, man?
I got hit again in Austin, Texas by, I think, another in a pickup truck downtown Austin.
He didn't have a license. He didn't have any insurance. So all he could offer you was a slice of pizza?
Yes.
Now, here's the ultimate question. Did you take the slice of pizza?
Same idea. Yes, I did.
I feel like if this were to go to court and it is revealed that he took and ate the slice of pizza, I feel like that absolves.
Because
we made a deal.
You took
the
transaction.
Yeah. Like I ran you over. I gave you pizza. You ate it. We're even.
We went our separate ways.
Yeah, that's it.
I offered you compensation. You took it.
That's
and,
right.
That's your fault.
You cashed that check, baby. And finally.
Did I ever tell you the time I got rear-ended? What I did?
College?
No, man. I got rear-ended.
What was his name?
George. Yeah. And
are you talking about when you were down in Houston?
Yeah, I got rear-ended twice down there. Once by a guy who obviously had no driver's license, was just, you know.
Oh, he took off, right?
Yeah, he took off and later got arrested. But I got rear-ended again by some like suburban white-collar dude.
Uh-huh.
And I get out and I'm mad as hell because I've been rear-ended twice in like 2 weeks.
Yep.
And I go, hey, man, what the hell? And I'm like, he's like, oh, what can I do? I'm like, how much cash you got on you?
You did?
He gave me $300 on the spot. I'm
hell
like,
yeah.
Done. See you later.
Shakedown. All right.
I was like, I didn't want it. It was so much easier than having to go through all the insurance.
Right.
And like,
sure.
And if he even does the insurance thing, he's going to have to pay the deductible.
Yeah,
and so he's like, here's $300.
Like, I kind of felt like a dirtbag, but then I also like, well, I'm kind of doing him a favor as well.
Yeah.
Give me your shoes, too.
What size you wear?
Give me those shoes. All right. And finally, and the internet is awesome, we found that Matthew McConaughey had partnered with an app this week, the Calm app. And the whole idea behind this is that Matthew McConaughey, very soothing voice. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got his delivery, his cadence, everything about it is
that Southern
calm you
charm
yes.
that he has. And it's just such a vibrant voice as well. It just makes you want to just curl up into a ball and let him rock you to sleep with his tongue.
And that's it.
What?
And that's exactly that's exactly what he does here. He helps to calm you as you're drifting off to sleep with his tongue.
Well, hello there. I'm Matthew McConaughey, and tonight I'll be reading a special sleep story called Wonder. Before we begin, as you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow and your body sinking into the mattress, I'd like you to let your mind drift with me. For just a minute.
Let's drift.
Let's ask the question. How often do we ponder the depth of the present moment?
Not nearly enough.
The one we're in.
And that's the thing, is that Matthew McConaughey...
See, rocketing to sleep with his
tongue. Right, yeah. He has a way with words, and just, again, his delivery is amazing. And this is an exclusive of the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. We figured out that he was able to convey that message to even the most tortured souls. And
okay.
And this is when him and R. Kelly decided to work together.
They mashed. They did a mashup together, a little collab, co-headlining tour.
That's right.
Well, hello there.
Help me.
I'm Matthew McConaughey, and tonight I'll be reading a special sleep story called Wonder.
No, tell me with this.
Before we begin, as you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow and your body sinking into the mattress.
You're trying to kill me!
I'd like you to let your mind drift with me.
You're killing me, man!
For just a minute.
I can't do it!
Let's ask the question.
I've said nothing.
How often do we ponder the depth of the present moment?
You don't want to believe it!
Took kind of a dark turn there.
Kind of envision him like walking towards you, like getting closer.
Unless
with
he's
the
gonna
knives.
Murk R. Kelly, then okay, cool.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, I mean,
fine.
He also did a couple of for those that's a little too dark for, and the first one's a little too sensual for.
Maybe they're somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, kind of lighten it up a little bit. With a little bit of polka.
Oh, that's nice.
Hello there.
Yeah.
I'm Matthew McConaughey, and tonight I'll be reading a special sleep story called Wonder. Before we begin. As you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow and your body sinking into the mattress.
Yeah, no, that's just as creepy.
Yeah.
It sounds like
the polka.
Not like he's just wearing suspenders and he's shirtless.
I mean,
for whatever reason, right? Those little green shorts and that hat.
The lederhosen.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Nah.
There is one more, and this one is for those that prefer a bit of an ethnic flair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this one is for Sylvia.
Well, hello there. I'm Matthew McConaughey, and tonight I'll be reading a special sleep story called Wonder. Before we begin, as you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow and your body sinking into the mattress, I'd like you to let your mind drift with me for just a minute. Let's ask the question. How often do we ponder the depth of the present moment, the one we're in?
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Don't rule a chona, man.
Did you mentally say I'm done with Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah.
That's enough for you?
Yeah, he's not cool enough to be on that track. Yeah.
You're cool.
You're not that cool.
Yeah. Know your lane.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, St. Patrick's Day is this weekend. Anyone going to go out and celebrate? Or is this one of those holidays that have too many people out and about, so you'll just choose to stay at home and drink?
Yeah, man, there's a lot of drunks out on St. Patty's Day, which
but
I'm...
St. Patrick's Day in Las Vegas doesn't really print, right? Like, I mean, it's fine.
On the Strip, does. But
not
the...
kind of. I mean, not really. Like,
you have, like, the parades.
When I used to live in South Carolina, it was a huge
same
deal.
As St. Louis.
It was one of the biggest party days of the year where they would shut down the whole bar district and it would just be flooded with people.
Blocks
and
they'd have down,
bands playing on every street corner and everything else. Here, it's like... It's a weekend.
I mean,
it's a weekend in Las Vegas. What's the big deal?
I don't know. I don't like drinking holidays.
You don't?
Not to be on the road. Like,
oh, stop.
I don't, man. It's it's amateur hour.
It's fine.
Was it like New Year's
Eve? It's kind of like New Year's Eve in that regard. Yes. What?
It's
you don't
fine.
Think so?
I don't think it's any more dangerous than usual. I think the cops are very diligent. They take a lot of drunk people off the roads.
Yes, they do, but there's still plenty out there, and I just don't like
there's plenty of drunk people on the road all of the time here.
Yes, there are.
Yeah, and the cops do just a fine job. It's not like I'm scared when I go out driving on St. Patrick's Day weekend. I mean, Ian, are you terrified when you hit the road this weekend?
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, you're fine. You're
in the, I'm just saying, be careful driver. Out there.
You're in the back of an Uber. Like, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, St. Patrick's Day.
Your Uber driver's probably drunk.
Well, that's on him.
Oh, yeah.
How much money you got on you? Here is an interesting study. A study found that the average drunken injury happens after about 8 drinks for guys and 6 for women.
Seems fair.
Yeah, I would say that.
Most common injuries are bruises, cuts, scratches, broken bones, and sprains. Oof. And 23% of us have started a drunken fight. 23%.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you started a drunken fight?
At some point in your life, sure.
Yeah.
Or been a part of.
Been involved with.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if just pushing somebody count as like starting a fight.
Sure.
I mean, what if they did something that where they deserved it, though?
Well, did they bump into you?
Yeah.
They
looked at me with their eyes.
Oh, nope. I started breathing.
The number one answer that people gave as to why they started a fight was, quote, I don't remember.
Good reason. Good.
Yeah.
Solid reason. So at least they're being honest.
Mm-hmm. The average drinker is said to have 2 drinking-related injuries, and the most common time it happens is at 22 years old, and then it spikes again at 25 and 35. And I think probably because, like, as you get older, too, you're more prone to injury.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So. It's like, I mean, I jumped off a balcony when I was 21 years old. I mean, like on a second story of a condo complex onto the ground to go fight a guy, actually.
Wait, what the hell?
Yeah. They were preventing me from going out the front door to go fight this guy.
Oh, and so God. Mahoney decided.
So I swung
Invincible Mahoney went flying off the second story balcony.
Like, I mean, I didn't like do like a hurdle. I like,
but
you know,
still,
I held on.
You tried to hold on
but still.
Still
how was a drop?
Feet.
Yeah.
Huh?
How was a drop?
I was fine.
I mean, by the time he like actually like scaled down, it's only like a 4-foot drop, right?
Because
his whole frame is hanging off.
I would say it's like 10 feet.
Well, I mean, it's 10 feet total, like between floors.
But we're on the second floor.
Right.
And going down to the first floor. So, yeah.
That's 10 feet. The story is 10 feet.
Yeah. I felt like it was like about a 10-foot drop.
No, it wasn't. It was like 4 feet.
It felt like 10 feet.
You're six plus feet.
No, you're bad judging length.
No. No, it's a standard story.
It's cold outside. It's the winter.
Anyway, if you're going to go out drinking this weekend,
be careful.
Be careful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But enjoy yourself.
Get a DD.
Definitely. If you don't get a designated
you're
driver.
You're recommending people to get implants?
Double Ds.
Just one double D.
Just one.
Just get one huge boobin. You'll have a great time this weekend. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I thought I heard someone speaking a foreign language when I was using the bathroom at my hotel the other day. I was like, what? What language are they speaking? Nope. No language, just someone farting in literally the most unique way ever.
Shut up. Message deleted.
Shut up.
If I could fart and it sounded like a foreign language, I would do that all the time.
What would it even sound like?
Interesting. Worldly.
Something with a lot of clicks. Probably.
Like, are you speaking gibberish or is that? Oh, that's,
you really know
that's
how to roll. You really know how to roll your R's.
I feel like that's gonna hurt.
After the tone.
I was wondering, are you guys conscious enough of your own physical limits? Like, I know for a fact that I can only run full speed for a minute at the most. I can only jog for about 8 minutes, and I can only hold on to anything more than 100 pounds for, like, 3 minutes. Anyone else out there know their stats like that?
Message deleted.
No, that's very specific. No.
Yeah. And
I tend to lie to myself as well. Like, I'll be watching a baseball game. I'm like, yeah, if I really trained hard for, you know, a couple of months, I bet I could do that too. No, I couldn't.
And also running at full speed for a full minute? Full speed? Full speed?
Well, I mean, nobody's sprinting for a minute.
I'm just saying, you know, he said he could run at his, you know, full speed.
Well, I mean, the full speed goes down as the minute goes on.
Uh-huh.
You're still going full speed. It just happens to be a walk at the end.
Mm-hmm. Just hyperventilating. Your hands are on your knees.
You might get dizzy.
Bent over. Nah, man. I'm not sprinting for anything.
Nothing?
Nah, man. If the animal chases me, I'm getting eaten. I don't know
why. You
just
give up?
Yeah.
That's why I hang out with Mahoney so much.
So, like, if you're getting chased.
See, the zombie apocalypse breaks out. I don't have to be the fastest. I just have to be faster than Mahoney.
Season two of The Walking Dead when the, whatever his name was.
Whatever his name was, yeah.
When Shane, that dirty son of a bitch.
Yeah. Push Mahoney to the zombies?
I don't think that's necessary.
Okay, he'll tire himself out?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no outside forces needed.
Yeah. And there's plenty of Mahoney to go around as well.
Like a pack
of zombies.
Like a buffet.
Yeah.
You're going to get full.
It's like when you see like those pictures from National Geographic and there's still half of the elephant left or whatever that they're eating on because all the hyenas have gotten full and they're just laying there.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. Who was the last person you called? I am a very jealous listener, and I'd prefer all of your attention to be focused on me, so I just need to know who you're talking to at all times. Well, maybe not all the time, but at least the last time.
Message deleted.
Besides our significant others, are we going to go that route? Because,
yeah.
I mean, it's my significant other. I assume yours is probably that as well.
Yes, Matt Brown.
Oh. ours was our engineer here.
Our engineer?
Head engineer, I called him yesterday.
If I'm looking at my call log, it's my buddy Matt, two junk calls from Searchlight.
Lots of junk calls.
James, junk call from Searchlight, junk call. Yeah. Junk call, a couple of business calls. Man, my life is boring.
Why is everybody
talk to you a week
junk?
Ago on the phone?
A week ago? A
week ago.
That's nice.
Yeah, a week ago. Week ago Tuesday.
Tuesday? No, that was on Tuesday, man. That wasn't a week ago.
Whatever, man. Felt like a week ago.
Sylvia, who are you calling over there?
I've got junk call, my friend Angel, my mom, someone from UNLV, my friend Emily, the ex hotline.
Your ex has a hotline for you? Like, those are a bad signal to get laid?
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So I was like, I have to go. Why?
Bye, guys. Don't worry about it.
Anyone have a condom?
Dave and Mahoney.
Just figured y'all should know, it's that magical time of the morning where Mahoney has gotten hungry, and so he has opened and popped and consumed an entire bag of Funyuns.
I'm not done with that whole thing yet.
No?
And they have way less calories than Fritos. Fritos have double the calories of Funyuns, man.
So technically, it's
I made the
healthier.
Healthy choice.
It's not
this
a healthy
morning,
choice.
It's healthier
it's
compared
not
to Fritos.
It's all garbage. It's a bag of Funyuns at 8 a.m.
What's wrong with that? That's what we got in the vending machine.
I feel like that should be a part of an Alanis Morissette song. It's like a bag of Funyuns at 8 a.m.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So Lori Loughlin is the Aunt Becky, of course, from Full House from back in the day. She's caught up in this whole college cheating scandal, the admissions, everything else, you know, that.
Yeah.
And she's really the one that seems to be getting the most blowback from it.
She's probably the most recognizable. I mean, Felicity Huffman's a big star, but Lori Loughlin, you know, I mean, the resurgence of Fuller House.
Yep.
And the fact that she had some stuff going on with the Lifetime channel as well.
Yeah, so she actually signed on to the Lifetime channel, or to Hallmark, rather, after like 2013, so the last 6 years, she's been doing a bunch of different,
like, movies, right?
Made for TV movies with the Hallmark Channel, and so a pretty big gig for her. They've just cut ties with her.
This is dumb.
They cut ties with her, and she also just got fired from Fuller House.
Why?
Do you think it's a little bit much?
Yes.
Like, they haven't even proved anything yet.
It's like guns drawn on Felicity Huffman, like she's losing her livelihood. It's like, okay, first off, let's slow down. A lot of people are guilty of this. There's a whole bunch of people that are going to be indicted.
That there are a lot of the thing that aggravates me the most about this is that the hypocrisy that is going on, because this is nothing new. This has been going on since the dawn of time. Yes, it's frustrating for the average folk like us who
don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars to even go to those schools to begin with. So if we can get into those schools, we're going to get neck deep in debt. But for the people that can't pay an additional few hundred thousand dollars to get us in, yes, it's frustrating. But let's not act surprised.
You would do it for your kid if you could.
Yeah, I just don't have the money.
I don't have the money either. Yeah. And I feel like the hypocrisy because she's around another group of very, very rich people who control these studios and things of that nature. You're telling me you haven't done something along those lines as well?
Parents do this with elementary schools all of the time.
Sure. With preschools.
Yes.
But it's on every level. Every level of your life at some point. It's not fair. But, I mean, I think the faster you learn the world's not fair, it's frustrating, but the easier it'll be for you to get along.
And it's not just schools. I mean, like, our society is actually set up where if you pay extra, you get special treatment almost everywhere.
On everything.
Also nepotism, too.
At every single level. Yeah. Well, sure, nepotism. I mean, but that's actually built into the schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where if you have a legacy, you get easier access.
I just don't, you know, like I said, I want to see more of the evidence before any sort of judgment is made, because who knows? And also, this is it. This is where you're drawing the line. Like, there's people out there who are serious, like sexual offenders, or who are still directing major motion pictures, but they're fine. But no, Lori Loughlin gets her daughter into a college.
Ostracized from Hollywood.
But not only Lori, but her daughter, Olivia Jade, she's got cut from Sephora.
She had
a clothing line. Also, something else came up was dropped from.
That's because she's annoying. Exactly.
She is annoying, but again, I don't think that's fair to do that to her either.
I mean,
I know it's not fair, but
well, she's annoying,
fair,
and everyone just realized that she's annoying, and it's the free market.
They're dumb. Mm-hmm. Somebody else should snap her up in a hot minute, because I never had heard of her before, and now
either.
I'm like, that is a very attractive young woman who probably should be marketing some makeup.
Back off, you creep.
What are you saying?
She's like 19. Relax.
I'm not saying to date. I'm saying like as
Tell
far
me
as
you
her
take her on a date.
No, 19. Get out of here. Whatever. As a marketing person, though, her star is growing exponentially now.
She's now a household name.
Yeah.
For the wrong reasons, but
sure.
Still.
Well, so was Kim Kardashian 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And now everybody in her family is basically a billionaire.
Phil Mickelson is caught up in this as well. So he has admitted that this guy, Ryan Singer, was helping his kids to navigate college admissions, but is not admitting to any sort of wrongdoing, saying, guys, no, there's no cheating here.
Uh-huh.
This guy who just actually founded a fake charity to take money to get these kids into college.
Are we supposed to do due diligence? Like I said, are we supposed to look into every single person, everything that they do on every single level? I feel like a lot of us could get in trouble
if that sort of thing's going on.
Because it's like, you can help my kids get into school? Cool. Let me pay you, and you can go do your thing.
Phil has
you
three
don't see
kids.
How the sausage is made.
And one of them is a 19-year-old daughter who's currently at Brown University, which is
major
in Ivy League school.
But I feel like if you're going to be digging like this, like everybody, like there's going to be a lot of people.
Nobody's innocent.
There's a lot of people out there sweating right now because of this that haven't.
Yeah.
That have not had their dirty laundry aired just yet.
All right, exactly. I admit I paid a man to get me this job here at X107.5.
Mahoney.
I spent that money well.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, and just since I talked about it earlier, the co-creator of Friends said a reunion is not happening.
Because you'd be disappointed.
Not gonna happen. Yes.
That's why. I like that.
Yes. Like, they're all old now.
I still kind of want to see it. Everybody's doing good except for Matthew Perry.
They all can't fit on the couch anymore. They're all too fat.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Do you remember the most significant time, or maybe it's the most recent time, that you got embarrassed in public? You can text us at 73100. Hit us up on social media at Dave Mahoney. Brian said, when my buddy Hector pantsed me while the baseball team was playing a game against the girls' softball team.
Oh, no.
It wouldn't have been so bad if my boxers had stayed up.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Have you ever bendy pantsed?
Yes.
It sucks.
I think every dude at some point. I don't know. Do women do that?
Well, not women, but like I got depantsed when I was a kid.
Somebody pantsed you?
Yeah. It was
really?
Like another girl. I don't know why she did it.
Where?
In elementary school.
At school?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my brother got pantsed one time. It was when we were doing the bootleg Boy Scouts. It's the Boys Brigade.
Uh-huh.
And it was at...
Is that a real thing?
Yeah. It was like the kind of like the religious version of Boy Scouts, I guess. And my brother got pantsed, and he was so embarrassed, he started crying. And so as the older brother, I had to go try to threaten the guy that pantsed him. If he ever did it again, he'd die.
Did he ever do it again?
No, he's bigger than me, so he didn't really listen.
He pants you.
He just pants me right there. I'm just starting to cry, too. Marcy said, I broke my foot headed to my first gallery opening because I wanted to wear cute shoes. Mm.
That is such a betrayal.
It really sucks if you break your foot while you're going to like a big event for yourself, your gallery opening. Because what do? You still like hobble in there and try to hang out and act like everything's fine?
Do you make jokes about it? Like...
Just ride on somebody's back all night long, just piggyback the entire night, just to show how fancy you are. I've got people who carry me everywhere, like Ariana Grande. But women, I don't know, like as a guy, I have never, like women wear cute or intricate shoes for other women. That is not for us, because no guy cares. No guy cares, ever. It's like, do I care what shoe you have on, what shoes you have on? No, never. I doubt my eyes even make it that far down, you know? they stop right on your face.
Oh, sure. Uh-huh.
Boom, boom.
Okay.
Seeing into your soul.
Jessica said, got too drunk at a casino, ended up having to get a room there, woke up and was missing a shoe. I was wearing flip-flops. The walk of shame when leaving the casino the next day was ridiculous because I still wore the one flip-flop.
No.
I wasn't going to let both my feet walk on that disgusting floor.
Nope. You got
the second best and worst, the sound. Flip, flip, flip.
There's no flop.
Just a flip.
And Charlene said, at the adult superstore, I knocked over a display of stuffed penises and boobs. Yep, I just booked it on out of there.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
She hit it and quit it.
All right, the most significant time that you've embarrassed yourself in public, you can call us at 702-791-1075. Text us on the Centennial Toyota text line at 73100. X107.5.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
When's the last time that you were really embarrassed in public? Chris texted us at 73100. He said, I got dumped in public at a Ross.
At a Ross?
Oh, at a Ross.
A dress for less?
You were trying to buy some discount Adidas t-shirts and you got dumped. Son of a gun.
Which aisle?
don't bring them back. It was the Home Goods.
Oh God!
Were you taking too long trying on clothes and it just pushed her over the edge? I have so many questions about a Ross.
And like
I get at a restaurant.
But a restaurant's kind of normal, right? Because there's a plan, but you wouldn't think that somebody would plan to dump you Ross.
Also, bad planning on her part because I can freak out all I want at a Ross and nobody's going to bat an eye.
Yeah, but then after that, does like the girl leave? Do you leave?
Do you still check out?
Check out? Like, you have stuff.
No, you're checking out together and she just grabs the divider and puts it in between her stuff.
Oh, even more confirmation.
Lindsay, what's up?
So I was wearing a dress out in public once, and it had a see-through lace overlay.
Uh-huh.
And I went to the bathroom, and the lining of the dress actually ended up being tucked in to my small underwear.
Oh, no.
So as I was walking around, everyone could see through the lace to everything that I had underneath.
Oh, no.
How long was it like that for before you found out?
Probably about 15 minutes.
And no one told you?
Hold on, Lindsay. You got a good butt, don't you?
Yeah,
you squat.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize it myself.
Everyone's like, don't tell her.
Let's see how long
this is great. All right. Thanks for the call today. Appreciate you. Going back to Facebook here, at David Mahoney, and there are some pretty good ones here. This one. Eric said, I had some gas buildup because of a lunch while at the treadmill, and I farted on the treadmill. And it wasn't just a long fart, but a single fart for each step I took. Four steps, four farts.
Reminds me of the time I crop dusted Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yes.
He still remembers.
I do. I can never forget. Sorry, Jake.
Speaking of that, Troy said, playing the Chipotle to home challenge.
Stop at
Chipotle, eat the burrito, try to make it home before you mess yourself. Didn't make it today.
Oh, no. Why are you, like, I mean, I'm with you. It does the same thing to me. But, like, why? I've stopped eating Chipotle for that reason.
Yeah.
Because that timer, it's you hear that 24 o'clock
counting down in your head.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
It's not a terrorist attack. It's a terror-ass attack.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
So when's the last time that you were the most embarrassed in public? Maybe it's sometime recent. Maybe it's just an old school memory that you have that you can't shake. Mahoney, you have a story about embarrassing yourself in public.
Well, I've got a couple of them. One I would like to share is we were on a trip together. You, me, your wife, my fiance.
Yep.
We were on a Disney cruise.
Yep.
And we went to Disney's private island called Castaway Key, which is a
lovely,
very, very beautiful place.
Sounds beautiful.
I've been back several times since then. And, you know, you and I were out in the,
having some fun in the sun.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
You know, and then I started getting drinks from the bar, and the drinks were 99% rum and 1% pineapple juice.
Yeah.
And after about seven or eight of those, I had had quite my fill, plus the sun and the exertion from swimming.
All day. And by swimming, he means standing in waist-deep water like he's King Poseidon, just hammered on rum drinks, blue rum drinks. You know, like when somebody drinks a lot of red wine, it kind of like stains their mouth red. In this case, his mouth was stained blue because he drank so much of the blue rum drinks.
Oh, yeah. My
The blue Caraco
or
whatever.
Like a slushy or whatever.
Looked like he hooked up with a Smurf.
He's happy Smurf for a reason. Why isn't there a daddy Smurf, only a papa? So as we're, you know, going back, you know, we're feeling pretty good. And after a few drinks, my vocabulary has devolved into basically two words, one beginning with F. And the other one beginning with F. And as we're riding back on the thing, back to the boat, my fiance and I, she tells me to, you know, watch my language because there's people around.
Children mostly. Again, it's a Disney cruise.
Yeah, I was going to say, were there a lot of children present? Yeah.
And
we were there representing the radio station.
Next thing you know, you know, we're back in the room. I've got the worst sunburn of all time. I'm laying down on the ground. Just passed out, and then she just leaves me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, yeah, so then she came back in after, like, she went to dinner. I was too drunk to go to dinner, and I asked her to put lotion on me, the aloe, because my, you know, severe sunburns on my shoulder and back, and she did, and it hurt like hell, and she took a tremendous amount of joy in causing me pain that day.
Yeah, I imagine so. I distinctly remember when I was waiting tables, Outback Steakhouse, had all my flair on. Feeling good, hustling. I feel like I was a pretty good waiter at the time. You know,
you
I
was were a closer, weren't you?
Always be closing, ABC.
Okay.
And I remember walking out of the kitchen with a tray full of food. You know how like they're the big brown trays that you hold on your shoulder almost.
Yeah,
I hated holding them up.
Yeah,
up
yeah.
On my
but
shoulder.
Like these are like the big trays that they used to have back in the day. Because when you go to Outback, it's like they're pretty big plates that they bring you and everything else.
So you have to have that tray.
Big tray though on the shoulder, and I just so distinctly remember to this day walking to the table, and I had the little rack thing that you flip out as well.
Yeah.
You know, to put it on, and so you don't have any extra hands, and my foot just went. My front foot, as I planted on something, there was just a spot of grease or something on the ground, something slippery where something had gotten dropped by a kid or some other staff member not fully cleaned up. And my foot just went and I went, oh, no.
Oh, no.
And the food just explodes because there's 12 plates of chicken and steaks and a little filet. I just remember seeing go like a hockey puck just flying under the table.
It's like a little tumbleweed rolling down.
And, of course, you know, some people like quickly come over and like, you know. It's almost like a NASCAR where everyone comes over with a broom and like cleans everything up real quick. And I just remember like having stuff on me and standing up and looking at the table that I was bringing the food to. And they said, that wasn't our food, was it?
They didn't even ask if you were okay.
I'm okay. I'll get you some new food. And I brought them their food and they... I really thought that they would overtip me after, you know, having one of the most embarrassing moments of my serving career right in front of them.
You think the empathy would be, be pouring out
like
of them.
Like, that's embarrassing. That's horrible.
About 15%.
Well, it's still better.
It was okay.
But
it just it wasn't an overtip. And I felt like the replacement food came out very fast.
Yeah.
Almost instantaneous.
None of the food landed on anybody else, though?
No. It was just mostly all over me.
Did you ever drop food on a guest?
No, I don't think so. Did you?
I'd never dropped Well, one time a veal parmesan slid off a plate for whatever reason. It was like, you know, just and onto some lady's lap, and I knocked a glass of water over on something. But it was the Lone Star cups, which were, you know, like 4 pints of water, and so it was like she went down a water ride at an amusement park.
I mean, that's kind of fun.
Oh, God. I'm sure she thought so.
Yeah.
I can't believe that you 12 plates and nobody got hit with shrapnel.
It was probably half that. It was probably like 6 plates. Probably 6
But still.
Times. Still a lot.
Did you stop using the tray after that, or did
no,
you go
no, I had
to the
go,
arm?
I had to go with it, man. I mean, I was good at the arm, too, where you stack them up. Yeah.
I always felt there was more control that way.
Katie, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
Good. What happened?
So I was in an English class. I was taking an English class at CSN, and I was sitting behind this girl, and I was wearing flip-flops, and underneath her chair, there's this soft lining, so I was just running my toes back and forth under the chair while listening to the professor. And then after a while, I kind of dig my toe a little deeper into it to massage my toe. And then I see the girl in front of me kind of switch position a little bit, and then I realized the whole time I was towing her butt.
You were towing her butt? Oh my God! And she was letting it happen?
I don't know. All I know is that, you know, I would just run back and forth softly, and then after a while, I kind of just dig my toe without even realizing what I'm doing.
Oh my God.
And that's how you two started dating, or what?
Massaging my toe.
Oh, man. That is great.
And then what's worse is that my husband, we went, you know, out to dinner, and guess who was our waitress?
Stop.
No.
Stop it.
So you left a big tip, huh?
Yeah.
Did you
massage your toe?
She left her digits.
Thanks for the call today,
Katie.
Oh, that's great. This one just came in on the text line at 73100. I knocked over Lionel Richie at JFK while pulling luggage from the carousel. Like, it's always bad if it's somebody that you really like, too. Like, if it's a celebrity and you club them with a bag.
Yeah, I mean, Lionel Richie's awesome.
Went to a party in college to kick off the spring semester. Drank way, way too much of the Everclear punch from the communal ice chest. Decided it'd be a good idea to dance on the table and promptly fell off. Might have gone unnoticed if I hadn't taken out the sound system on the way down.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Like the one time in real life where all the music comes to a screeching halt.
Like there's nothing that stops a party faster than your clumsy ass falling into all the speakers and knocking everything out. Oh, man.
So good.
Never drink, kids. Never drink the punch out of the ice chest.
And then dance.
You'll always regret it. No, just in general, just don't drink it, man.
Nope. Jungle juice is a no.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So everyone's embarrassed themselves in public to some degree, but you may remember the most significant time. Tanya here said went to Mexico for a work trip, very high-class hotel, had to dress up, string instruments playing in the background, specific wine with each course, you know, was invited to try a French tasting menu at that restaurant. Thought the soup came, so I put my mini ladle into my mouth. Butter. It was herb butter between the courses.
Oh, yes.
I put it down and hope no one saw.
I think you just lived the dream, man. All of us wanted just to be able to baste ourselves in butter, right?
Kyle said I was bussing tables for a large group at Buca de Beppo and was told that I needed to clear out some dishes. Well, this group was a reception after a funeral, and there was this woman who was beside herself, and there was 3 people consoling her. I wasn't on my shift for more than 5 minutes before I knocked a full glass of ice water straight onto her lap.
Well,
I was cut early that night.
You could take her mind off of that?
Yeah, just for a moment,
now she's
right? Yeah.
Worried about this water.
Anyone ever felt this before? Tiffany said I was at Blue Martini wearing 5-inch heels, drinking heavily. I needed to use the restroom, and I swear there's a slant in the floor from the bar to the restrooms. I started gaining way too much momentum
as
I was walking downhill. I couldn't stop myself because I was drunk. My legs flew out from under me. My shoes flew everywhere, and I was on my ass. So nice man helped me back up, and I ran into the restroom mortified.
I actually think there is a slant.
There might be a slant to the floor, but
is.
Like when you're that drunk and you're just
it
like,
gets worse.
Your body starts going, you're like,
the momentum.
Come on, legs.
Your
come
head.
On, legs. Hey, come on, man. Keep up. Keep
Isn't
up.
That the worst thing
your
when
head,
you know?
Your head's so heavy.
Like it weighs like an anvil just.
But isn't it the worst thing that you know what's going on, but you can't stop?
There's nothing you can do about it.
Watching a car crash that you're in.
And finally, Nancy said, drunk, fell off a casino game chair.
Hell yeah.
Security picked me up. I barfed on them while they were placing me in a wheelchair.
Oh, no.
Didn't know my room number, so they dug through my purse to find my name. Puked on them again in the elevator.
No.
I kick ass.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So this is kind of gimmicky, and I think it's almost a ripoff of what Bud Light did, but I sort of like it at the same time because it means free beer, and you can't really ever be mad at free beer.
What do you mean?
So you remember the whole thing, was it last year when the Browns won a game, there was these coolers that were placed around Cleveland that as soon as they won a game finally, they would unlock, and everyone that was over 21 would get a free beer, right?
Yeah.
Kind of a cool idea. Well, now Miller Coors is responding in a way that is interesting. So they think that they're going to be attacked in a lot of Bud Light ads. And especially with March Madness and everything that's going on, there's going to be a lot of advertising for beers, you'd expect, and a lot of these basketball games. And so what they said is that they're going to have these smart taps that are going to monitor Bud Light's social and broadcast media activity in real time. And when the tap lights up, everyone over 21 or older in the bar is going to get a free Coors Light. And you're like, well, what makes the tap light up? It's going to launch smart handles on March 22nd at select bars in Las Vegas, New York, Philadelphia, Dallas, and Omaha.
Okay.
The timing is meant to coincide with the National Basketball Tournament. The smart tap is a direct response to any advertising that criticizes Coors or Miller Lite. And the idea is that they use corn syrup in their brewing process. There's no word on which bars exactly are going to feature the new tap yet, but the idea is that anytime that Bud Light starts talking trash about Miller Lite or Coors Light, you get a free one of those beers.
Okay.
Which, whatever. Again, like, I am mad at free beer.
Free beer is free beer. I just don't understand why the big guys are going after each other, right? Like, you know, those, like Miller, Coors, Budweiser used to be, you know, those were the big three, the only players really in the game on a major level.
Yeah.
But craft beer is your enemy now. Like, stop fighting amongst yourselves and focus in on.
And maybe don't draw attention to the fact that Bud Light is giving you a hard time for using corn syrup in your brewing process.
That's kind of.
Again, but what you're doing is you're.
Bud Light uses rice.
Right.
Corn is more expensive than rice.
Got it.
You know, so. It's I think it's kind of disingenuous, that advertising campaign, but whatever.
So an acting Florida mayor, not a past mayor, not somebody who wanted to be mayor, an actual mayor has been arrested for allegedly conspiring to intimidate a police officer who was involved in arresting the city's former mayor on attempted murder charges. Florida is such a wonderful place.
This is a bizarre story. So the first mayor was arrested when the police like came at his house, and I think he pulled out a gun and even shot it at him.
Started shooting.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
And
you may remember that story. They peacefully took him into custody.
Yeah. How do you, like, a guy comes out firing.
How do you not shoot him?
Yeah.
Anyways,
those guys.
This guy, and I think that guy had a history of, like, drug problems and other stuff, too.
Was he the one that was practicing medicine?
Practicing medicine and wasn't supposed to be. He lost his medical license and everything else. Terrence Rao, the acting mayor of Port Richey, was arrested on Wednesday on charges of obstruction of justice after authorities listened to a recorded jail telephone call with the former mayor. So he's currently in prison after being charged for what we just talked about.
Did he not know that they record and listen to every single phone call going in and out of the jail?
You'd think that the mayor would be aware of such things.
Yeah.
But I guess he maybe felt impervious, like, you can't touch me, I'm the mayor.
Yeah.
They just arrested the previous mayor who you're talking to.
So this is how the conversation went. Mossad had the recording with the police officer with the acting mayor, said, I don't know why, but he is in on everything. And the mayor said, this doesn't go down without somebody answering for it. The city council is expecting that the lawyers are going to go after the acting mayor. And they say they don't know if he's going to resign or not. But he was basically threatening anyone that came after him.
For retribution, yeah.
For conspiring to go after the former mayor. I don't understand. Like, let your ex be your ex, right?
Yeah.
Like, just don't go after the former mayor. Let him deal with his own problems. But instead, he wanted to take matters legally into his own hands and go after the former mayor himself.
Yeah.
So we can go down, just so long as we're not, like, basically colluding to commit conspiracy and retribution against other public officers, and don't fire actual guns at actual law enforcement officers, we could probably be the best mayor Port Richey's ever had.
Most likely, yes.
Get Marion Barry down there. Let him just smoke all the crack he wants and run that town.
It'll be fine.
And it'll
right?
be a marked upgrade.
So this is a strange study that was done. Cheese exposed to hip-hop tastes better, finds a Swiss experiment.
What do you mean exposed to hip-hop?
8 wheels of cheese from the World Cheese Championship were subjectively separated to different musical stimuli.
Okay.
Mozart, A Tribe Called Quest, Yellow, Led Zeppelin, and techno around the clock for 8 months, and they found that A Tribe Called Quest was the best. Just imagine, you're a wheel of cheese. You're like, hell yeah.
You're going to have to listen to A Tribe Called Quest to Q-Tip for 8 months straight. You're going to be smooth as hell.
Smooth as hell.
Smooth as hell.
Not too sharp. Not too dull. Just right.
Smooth as hell.
Do you feel yourself just getting smoother?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's science. That's science right there. Yeah. So if you got cheese, throw some Tribe Called Quest on, and next thing you know, got to be better.
Smooth as hell.
Smooth as hell.
Is this knowing a little bit too much? Like, you know those DNA tests? Have you guys ever done, like, the 23andMe?
No, but I've kind of been tempted to do it.
I feel like the government runs all those.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you see a lot of people getting busted for crimes, you know, 50 years after the fact because DNA is handed over.
And maybe
next thing you know.
Not just because they took it. It's because, like, their aunt took it or something.
Some family member took it, and then all of a sudden the DNA goes ding, 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 and it lights up. Well, a woman from Pennsylvania was shocked to discover that she had 2 long-lost siblings 75 years after a hospital mix-up.
Wow.
That meant she went home with the wrong parents.
No.
Yes. At birth.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
A newborn called Sandra made the astonishing discovery after she was given the Ancestry DNA kit by her in-laws for Christmas in 2017. They wanted to trace their family tree. Turns up that she had, in fact, been accidentally switched at birth, and she went home with the wrong parents and vice versa. And so she found out that she had a whole other family that was actually her real family that she never knew.
Would you want to know that? 75 years old?
Yeah.
Your whole life.
Your whole life
is
a lie.
Do you, you know,
you're kind of like, you know what? I'm cool.
Like,
I'm fine.
75 years without you in my life.
I mean, even after, like, you know, if I were to find out I had a long lost brother right now at 37, I wouldn't care.
No?
Who cares? I've gone 37 years without knowing that you're my brother.
But, like, what if he's really cool?
I mean, you got a boat?
He's
got a boat? He's
got a boat.
Okay.
You got a boat. All right.
I'm
with
you, bro.
I always love you, man.
Hold up, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative. X107.5.
I mean, it's got to be a cool boat.
Yeah.
That's just like a little fishing boat.
Yeah, it's like if you have a kayak, we're not going to hang out, but, you know.
It's a yacht.
You got one of them cabins underneath with a bar in it? Hell yeah, man. I've always wanted a brother.
Dave Farah and the fake morning shoes. Wait, fake morning. Dave Farah and the fake news morning show.
You know you're putting fake news out there.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news. Fake news.
I'm a liar. Yeah, I'm a liar.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Fake News. News
Farah. Sean, what's up, man? How you doing?
Pretty good. How's it going?
Good. Are you solid at spotting fake news?
No, I'm not that good, I don't think.
You're just willing to give it a shot?
You just share all the crazy stories on Facebook, don't you, Sean?
Oh, I love
all the conspiracy theories. All right, so here's how this works. I've got 3 stories for you, and you can talk these through with Mahoney and Sylvia because they don't know which ones are real, which ones are fake. 2 of them are absolutely true. Only 1 of them is fake. You're trying to figure out which one is the fake news, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. Story number 1. A 29-year-old by the name of Michael Kruger entered the store naked and visibly intoxicated at about 9:30 a.m. at a local Walmart. He immediately began running around the supercenter, jumping on some of the customers and biting them.
Oof.
Ruth Davis, an employee who witnessed the attack, said the aggressor looked like he was possessed or may have rabies. The Walmart employee says that Mr. Kruger kept making strange sounds and saying incoherent things. He bit a total of 28 people and lightly assaulted a dozen others before he was finally arrested by the Cleveland police. None of the victims, thankfully, were severely injured, although they maybe at risk because they got bit by this guy. Kruger told investigators that he spent the entire night smoking meth and had decided to walk to the Walmart to get some food. He explained that he had taken his clothes off on the way to get rid of the spying equipment the Vatican had planted on him, and he was biting people to, quote, make sure they're not Terminators sent to kill me.
Oh, boy.
How does that one sit with you guys?
I mean, we've seen a lot of crazy things go down at Walmart over the years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meth, hell of a drug.
I mean, could you imagine, and his last name's Krueger, could you imagine a methed out Freddy Krueger?
No, man.
Just
no.
Nah.
On to story number two. A distraught man claims that his pink adorned chihuahua was stolen from him at a gay bar, and it was stolen by a man with a Britney Spears tattoo.
Oh, hell no. Hell no, you did. You did not steal my bitch.
Brian Doerrt said that he was hanging out at George's Alibi, and he was enjoying some cocktails at a birthday party, and a man with a Britney Spears tattoo on his neck or arm stole his four-month-old chihuahua, who is about the size of a softball, and the specialty bag that the chihuahua was in.
Oh, no.
Doerrt, 48, said he let the man hold Hudson briefly, and soon he turned around, and both the dog and the specialty bag were gone.
It's Britney, bitch.
He says he's been searching for the man ever since. The police department does have a suspect, but they have yet to locate him. So a mystery man with a Britney Spears tattoo likely stole this man's chihuahua that's, again, the size of a softball. That's very small.
It's like a teacup.
No, but I would say that's about the size of a lot of the chihuahuas.
Yeah. Size of a softball, light cream colored and pink belly, pink ears, and pink earrings as well.
And his name was Hudson?
Yes.
That all seems legit to me.
Yeah.
That all checks out. All that checks out. That all checks out.
How does that sound to you, Sean? Like it's real or fake?
That sounds real.
Sounds real? All right. All right. And the third and final story. And again, only one of these is fake news. On September 14th, a county sheriff's office task force was patrolling the streets for a number of suspected prostitutes. About 10 p.m., an undercover detective with a backup team stationed nearby pulled up to a white female in a green spaghetti strap shirt. She got into the undercover vehicle and told me to head north. The undercover officer, only identified as Smith, wrote in the report. The alleged lady of the night, later identified as a woman named Christina Hope Vava, got down to business at hand. According to the unusually explicit police report, she asked the undercover cop to expose himself. And so the idea is that the girl will get into the car and she'll say, let me see your junk. Mm-hmm. Because if they're actually a cop, they're not really going to whip it out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out this particular cop had a fake one.
He unholstered that thing?
He unholstered a fake one and flopped it out. And she got down to business and started going to town on the rubber one. And then here's where the story gets great.
Like, wouldn't you know?
So she was going to town, and all of a sudden a possum crossed the road, and it caused the cop to have to slam on his brakes, which caused her to fly into the dashboard.
Oh, no.
She was then taken into custody by the monitoring team and booked on suspicion of engaging in prostitution. So she's going to town on the rubber ding-a-ling, and a possum crosses the road, and poof, she goes flying into the dash.
Oh, God.
How does that sound to you, Sean? Real or fake?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That one sounds fake.
That one sounds fake. All right, well, only one of these is fake. You can use the judgment of Mahoney and Sylvia here. You have to make a final choice, though, as to which one is real and which one is fake. There's two that are absolutely true. Only one is fake news. Which one do you think is the fake news, Mahoney?
It's hard. You know, my initial...
No, it's not. It was actually flask.
Oh. Which is weird.
I mean, rubber.
Yeah.
I mean, they always tell you, use protection. I thought it was the first one just because there was 50 people who were...
28.
28 were bitten, but then a dozen others were affected.
Lightly assaulted, yes.
So I feel like that's too many people at a Walmart that time of night.
It was 9:30 in the morning.
That time of day.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's first or the last one, I think.
I feel like the second one is the fake one because I believe the first one because there are people who are crazy and then
there's a teacup named Hudson who has been stolen. I would bet my life on it.
All right. Sean, it all comes down to your decision making here. Only one of these is fake news. Is it the methed out dude at Walmart? Is it the stolen chihuahua or is it the rubber dong?
I'll go for the first one, the Walmart.
First one, fake news. For the win, you are correct, sir.
Yeah, everybody knows that they don't hide the spying equipment from the Vatican in your clothes.
It's not in your clothes.
They hide it other places.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, yeah, if the tables turned and you all turned into Ross's boss, what would be the first change you make? Also, Would you create a healthy work relationship with him or just ruin his life?
Message deleted.
Yeah, so Bossy Rossi tends to be a overbearing boss.
Bit of a micromanager.
Every single
I'm not talking about
day.
He's not into the details. He's just a small guy. He's a micromanager. Oh.
He's a little micro machine. Yeah. Every day after the show, except for this week, he's decided that he is going to take the week off to go experience new music. Mm-hmm. South by Southwest.
Oh, so cool. You're so cool.
Yeah. But otherwise, every single day after the show, he demands that we sit in his office for at least an hour while he talks about how much he loves the New England Patriots and how awful our show is.
Pretty
it's
much.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a real great working relationship.
And then if we actually have something that we have to do, he gets mad at us and pouts.
Yeah.
Because you want to get work done?
Well, because we have other stuff.
We went and read to a school the other day, several classrooms full of small kindergartners and first graders.
Oh, how cute.
And we read to them, and he was mad because we left after the show to
didn't
go
didn't spend
read
enough
the kids.
Time talking to him. So if the roles were reversed and we were his boss, I would just actually put more managers on either side. So more people over him to create the... It's like it's a squeeze play, right?
Yeah.
And then more people that were unruly underneath him that he had to deal with, and he was the one responsible for all of their actions just to make his life a living.
Yeah, we'd squeeze him out of here.
Yeah.
We'd squeeze him out.
Like a zit.
Please leave a message after the tone.
And if you know anybody who committed like a heinous crime, like a serious crime, like life in prison crime.
Message deleted.
I do.
Do you really?
Yeah, yeah. One of my really good friends, his best friend growing up, killed a couple people.
Whoa,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Crazy.
Like
I had to testify at the trial, the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
20 years ago.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I knew like some guys who I went to like school with who ended up becoming like neo Nazis, and they ended up in jail.
Super.
I know.
Was your friend's friend like? Was this like on purpose? Like he actually killed people? Yeah.
Killed his ex-girlfriend's mom and her current boyfriend at the time.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Horrible.
Yep.
It's like awful. If you're thinking of killing somebody, just off yourself.
Start with you.
Just start with you. Yep. You want to kill somebody? Kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Did anyone really ask their parents before logging on to Nickelodeon.com? Let's be real here. We never asked our parents to log on to any site.
Message deleted.
Was that the tagline or something? Like,
yeah,
ask your parents before you log on.
No, you're supposed to get your parents' permission before you get on the web.
So now it's a little different. I don't know if you guys, you probably haven't experienced this, but like with my daughter, you know, she'll regularly be on my phone and there's like a kid's YouTube app and stuff like that to watch and like the Disney Channel app. And like there's a thing where you go into the settings and you can adjust the settings.
Uh-huh.
But now instead of just going like, yes, I'm the parent and clicking a button, it makes you do a math problem. It's like a multiplication problem or a division problem. It's like, what's this times this?
Uh-huh.
And one time I had to Google the answer.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Oh my God, what is 8 times 7?
56.
56, yes, I should have known that.
Listen for reviews of your new favorite brews.
Cheers.
Beer for breakfast. Every Friday morning at 9:30 with Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
It is without question the best time of the week where we get to sit back and enjoy a beer and bask in the glory of all of our great hard work that no one actually did around here.
What do you mean no work was done around here? We worked very hard this week, and we deserve to treat ourselves, Dave.
Treat yourself.
Treat ourselves. And we are treating ourselves today to the Stone Fear Movie Lions Double IPA, which is a weird name. We looked into where the genesis of the name came from, and it's some meta stuff from Stone, and it would take entirely too long to explain to you. It's just a kind of cool name, but Fear Movie Lions. This is a new
Fear Movie Lions.
Yes.
Okay.
So Stone Fear Movie Lions has 8.5% alcohol by volume today, being served from a silver 16-ounce can that has a best consumed by date of May 24th printed on.
We're getting
the
a
bottom.
Jump on it.
Yeah, we
want to make sure that we consume it all before the
still good
expiration
IPAs.
Date.
You know, like I said, even the ones with higher alcohol. You know, like I said, you want them when they're fresh. You want all that hop character in there, and you don't want it to degrade away. But typical Stone beer, you got the gargoyle on the front. It looks good, and you know what? Like I said,
do you think Stone's done a good job of like hanging it? Because Stone was one of the original like craft breweries that really sort of blew up and started to get nationwide recognition. Do you think
they've
done
it now?
Yeah, do you think they've done a good job of harnessing and rolling out new beers and still maintaining that dominance as one of the big craft beers that really exploded first?
I think so, but I think they still, their classics are still classics for a reason. You know, they're they're done right, and this is one of their new ones. This is a new year-round release for Stone, so this is one of their newer beers. This one, I believe, is being brewed in their Virginia location. So let's all cheers and celebrate a week of hard work done well.
You can't even get through the sentence.
Proper glassware, serve this out of a pint glass or a stein. Serve it anywhere between 40 and 50 degrees Fahrenheit. The five categories in which you rate every single beer on Beer for Breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability.
Yes.
Let's get into the very first category, which is the look.
Yeah, coppery looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a nice golden copper.
Yeah. Yeah. The look, the Fear Movie Lions pours a somewhat clear, like a dark golden yellow with hints of amber. You may say copper, Dave. Throughout, it poured with a normal pour, produced about three fingers of thick off-white head, which receded into the body after a few months, leaving behind a very thick and sticky lacing down the side of my glass. I mean, if you look at your glass, my glass, there is a lot. I mean, that is like dense.
Yeah, lacing. I mean, even when you first poured it, Sylvia said, quote, that's a lot of head.
That was a lot of head.
Yeah.
I mean, there was at least three fingers of it.
Sylvia.
This is going to bite me in the butt, but the head was probably my favorite part of
it. It makes it look good, right?
Yes.
It does. It makes
you really
it
like the head?
I do.
You do what?
I do like the head.
I'll drink to that.
Okay.
I don't know. Like Mahoney said, there was a lot, and it just made the beer look really good.
It sits on top there, yeah. Like a crown.
Yes,
I would
like
say.
A crown
like
of head.
Like a king or a princess. Mm-hmm. Let's all take a big whiff of the Stone Fear Movie Lions Double IPA.
I mean, it smells like a sliced in half grapefruit.
Yeah,
to me.
It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sylvia, do you like the nose on this?
I do. Grapefruit is not what I.
You're not getting grapefruit?
Now I do. Oh. But it's going to be really weird what I'm going to say. It kind of reminds me of
head.
Mexican candy.
Okay, what kind of Mexican candy?
The tamarind. Tamarindo.
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 That's the stuff I tried, right?
That tastes yes, like you tried the
but it's
tamarindo.
Like the actual fruit, like no sugar.
Oh,
or
without
sugar,
all the
but
stuff.
But just like the actual
powder?
Fruit, yeah.
Oh.
Like the actual
yeah,
fruit.
Yeah, I think the actual fruit, I think that's a very astute observation.
But like that's, as soon as I took a whiff of it, and even like tasting it, I...
You get a little bit of that in there?
That came to mind.
Yeah, I think this doesn't have a huge nose, I would say. You've got that tropical fruit. You guys said grapefruit. There's a smattering of hops in there as well, some citrus. Trace amounts of alcohol is kind of present in the nose when it begins to warm. But I would say this isn't a huge nose on a beer. You know, with an 8.5% alcohol by volume, you know, this is... I would say a pretty tame nose. It's not going to, I don't think it's going to scare anybody off. Let's move on to our favorite category in Beer for Breakfast. Why is my glass not cheap? There we go.
Do you want to do mine? No? Okay.
What?
My glass wasn't cheersing right. It was like a solid sound. It wasn't like the normal.
No, I got that part. Yeah. That's not what I was.
I mean, I've been drinking, Dave. Yeah. Sometimes things don't work. Let's all take a drink. Of the Fear Movie Lions.
We get it. You're taking
Dave, you're probably, outside of myself, the biggest fan of IPAs here. I'm curious your take on the taste of the Stone Fear Movie Lions.
I like it. So it kind of is a couple of different waves, right? Yep. Like on the backside, you definitely get a lot of that hop bite. I actually like that.
Yeah, me too.
I like my taste buds being punished.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been naughty.
Oh, I've been so bad.
Oh,
punish me.
But up front, it's actually kind of got like a nice floral, fruity taste to it. And so you get the contrast, but it's a really stark contrast between the two of them. It's unique. I like it.
Ian, your thoughts? Because you're not a huge IPA drinker.
No, but the one word that comes to mind, juicy.
Juicy.
Very juicy.
Tamarindo.
Yeah. And Sylvia, you also not a huge IPA fan, and you were kind of on the fence on this one when you took your first drink?
I like it. I think because the first drink that I had was warm-ish, but... Yes.
Tamarindo.
Oh, I mean, it was warm because things were heating up.
They were heating up.
They were heating up.
They were.
Naughty taste buds.
Oh, you naughty taste buds.
But you do like it, or...?
I do like it. I think if you are...
Is it because it started with all that head?
Yes.
That's good. Look at it. You know, you have to have initial attraction physically.
But I think if you're getting into the world of craft beer, I think this is a
little much.
It's not.
No, really?
I think for like a first time.
You're going to throw somebody straight into this?
This is pretty rough for the first time.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, we.
I like it rough.
What?
Wow.
No, but like I
get sweaty.
I think like for me, not being like super into beers and all that stuff, it's not bad.
It's not a bad. No, not certainly not a bad beer. So I just thought it might be a little much.
I think maybe because I'm getting used to it now.
Maybe I underestimated you. Yeah.
Oh, well,
there you go.
Oh, wow.
For me, I think this is an interesting flavor profile. I like the nose. It starts off with notes of citrus, grapefruit, and other tropical flavors, kind of like Sylvia pointed out. After that initial contact, it's followed by one of the most intense hop experiences that you'll find in a double IPA, especially from Stone. It was kind of like a waterfall, like of a hop bite that coats every part of your tongue from the front to back and lingers for a long time after each drink. I almost would describe it as kind of like Pop Rocks made of hops on your tongue, because it's like a weird, because I feel like they're firing off at different times, like moments after you drink it, and it's just like it kind of lingers for several moments afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
But the interesting thing, and I think this might be why Sylvia likes it so much, that big hop bite is there, but there's not a lot of alcohol. You're tasting almost no alcohol in the body of this particular double IPA, especially at 8.5. I mean, this is a strong beer, but it's easy to drink. I know it sounds weird because there's so much hops and it's so intense. It may sound weird, but it is kind of easy to drink. Yeah. The mouthfeel, it's medium bodied. I would almost call it prickly and somewhat refreshing. The overall drinkability of this particular beer, I think this is not a fan for, I don't think this is a beer for people who are not fans of hops or other stone IPAs. It's easy to drink, but does have some intense flavors that make all your taste buds fire off. It's reasonably priced, tasty, and a hop lover's dream, which is everything that we've come to expect from Stone and their IPAs over the years. If you love stone IPAs, you'll really enjoy this new year-round release from Stone. Can I get a drum roll, please, Dave?
See, si, senor.
Oh, Tamalino. Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy, I give the Fear Movie Lions Double IPA a 4 out of 5.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You are definitely drunk.
I'm not.
We've been doing beer for breakfast, but Sylvia is a notorious lightweight. But so it's not just you. I do the same thing. I know that I'm drunk when I'm out somewhere, and I go... And we are just about to come on as the Green Day song is wrapping up, and Sylvia goes...
The thing is, like, I was feeling a little loopy, but I'm like, now I'm going to keep it to myself.
You're drunk.
I didn't know that was the telltale sign.
Oh, yes. If somebody just is breathing out and their just lips are just in the way like they're mud flaps. You are drunk.
I might be.
One beer, man.
All right.
A cheap date.
Here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
And I get out and I'm mad as hell because I've been rear-ended twice in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, man, what the hell? He's like, what can I do? I'm like, how much cash you got on you?
You did?
He gave me $100 on the spot. I'm
hell
like,
yeah.
Done.
See you later.
Shakedown. So, yeah, Mahoney shook down a guy that rear-ended him. It was when we were down in Houston. And he was mad because you'd gotten rear-ended before.
Twice.
And the guy took off the last time. Yeah. Well, this time a guy rear-ended you. And you asked him how much cash he had on him. And it was a decent amount of money. Well, that's today's question, obviously. But if you know the answer to that, 702-791-1075.
I feel like I did him a favor, though, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, saved him money in the long run from having to report an accident.
Yeah,
and then just the
insurance,
time of it.
The deductible, the pain in the butt of it.
I mean,
exactly.
My bumper was already kind of messed up from the guy before that,
but
though.
But he didn't know that. You got that bumper fixed, right?
Yeah, eventually.
Took like a year or two later. Here's the prize for today. A pair of tickets to see Foles Wednesday, March 27th over at Brooklyn Bowl. Plus, you can get qualified for one of two daily grand prizes, either meeting the band or actually doing Fly Link with the opening band, Bear Hands. They're going to be playing with Foles on March 27th. And then there's also the ultimate grand prize, which is bowling with the band, which is pretty cool.
It's going to be a great show. Love both those bands, Bear Hands and Foles.
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool.
X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
Mario.
Mario?
Mario.
So Mahoney shook down a dude in Houston for how much cash?
For $300.
There it is.
Did you celebrate your day just a few days ago, Mario?
What?
No, I did not.
March 10th is Mario Day.
Is it?
Is it? Yeah. Oh.
M-A-R-1-0, Mario.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Hey, I missed out on that one. I gotta have a belated celebration.
Well, yeah, now you're going to the
polls. March 27th mm-hmm. is the real Mario Day because you get to go to the show and maybe get one of the daily grand prizes and maybe even the ultimate grand prize, Mario.
Awesome.
Have a great weekend, man. Thank you for listening.
You did the same. Thank you.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Mornings on X 107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.